Ladies and gentlemen, this is Major Tom, and I believe I may have found this year's worst movie. Whew, boy. Yeah, it's a little out-of-the-way movie called Karen. Now, about a month or so back, I saw a trailer of this movie that showed a crazy white lady who happens to be racist going after her black neighbors. That's pretty much the gist of the movie. You know, I'll be the first to admit that I really go in for the bad movies because most of them tend to be so bad they're good. But occasionally you'll get one that is so bad that it's just plain bad. And Karen fits that description. Now, for people who may not be aware, the term Karen refers to a bunch of entitled white women who like to call the cops on random people for just basically standing around doing nothing because these white women are entitled. Unfortunately, the term Karen gives a bad name to the actual women that are named Karen, who I believe most are really decent people. And it's a really bizarre term. It's been a while since I've seen a movie that's pissed me off the way that Karen does. It's not necessarily the subject matter, but it's the god-awful execution, it's the bad writing, and oh my god, it's the main villain, the Karen, who happens to be named Karen, because, ooh, that's really clever. I mean, this is the kind of movie that you would expect would probably be made into a comedy, or at the very least, left as a really goofy trailer. But nope, someone somewhere decided that this needed to be a movie. And quite frankly, it's one of the worst things that I've seen in years. And I watch a lot of bad movies. Trust me on that. So it seems strange that I'll go from watching an awesome movie like Shang-Chi to watching something as tepid and, quite frankly, borderline offensive as Karen. And yes, I do mean offensive, but it's not because of the subject matter. The subject matter is not the problem here. The problem is the film's execution, and as I said before, the writing is terrible, the dialogue, nobody speaks like that. It's completely unnatural, and not only that, there are subplots that really don't go anywhere. It's like the director is completely scatterbrained and not entirely confident in what he wanted to accomplish. Karen was directed by a guy named Coke Daniels, but from everything I've seen about what he's directed and written, this is the first movie that I've seen him do, and it's most likely going to be the last, because he can't direct a thriller to save his life. I mean, the movie shows its hand way too early by showing the character of Karen Drexler for the kind of person that she is almost right at the beginning. So there's no tension. You know is where this is going to lead. You know that she's going to cause as much trouble for her neighbors as possible. And you know how they're going to respond. And on top of that, the character has a racist cop for a brother. Look, I have absolutely no problems with movies tackling issues like racism. In fact, it's a good issue to tackle. But the problem here, and with some other movies that I've seen, like, say, oh, I don't know, Antebellum? Subtlety. There is no subtlety in these movies. People don't like being hit over the head with a message, and that's exactly what Karen is. It is a message movie. Again, I have no issues with these kinds of movies, especially ones that have a message, but you really need to know how to convey that message without coming across as egotistical, arrogant, or just heavy-handed. Otherwise, you're going to lose the audience who are just looking for a good time or looking for something that's smarter than usual. But I can tell you this. Karen is not a smart movie. It is one of the dumbest things I have ever seen. Basing a movie off an internet meme just goes to show that the filmmaker or filmmakers don't have an ounce of originality in them, because I've seen this kind of these kinds of movies before, and quite frankly, I've seen them done better. Antebellum is a much better movie, especially if you're looking for something that's heavy-handed, if that's what you're looking for. If you're going to create tension in a movie like this, you can't just show your hand at the beginning of the movie. You have to build it up slowly. You know, what would have worked is if Karen, the character, was just shown a little to be a little odd, just building up over the course of the movie to the point where they finally discover that, you know, she's not right in the head. But right from the get-go, you already know that there's something wrong with this woman. And again, it robs the film of any kind of tension. Ratcheting up the intensity is not the same thing as ratcheting up tension. Those are two very different things. And the film succeeds at neither. In fact, some of the dialogue is so on the nose, especially when it comes to slavery and stuff like that. I was just literally shaking my head. And I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe they actually did that. Who wrote this movie? Oh, that's right, Coke Daniels. A guy who seems to think he's more clever than he actually is. I'm actually not blaming the actors for this one. Not one of them, because they weren't given a whole lot to do with. Not even Taryn Manning, who plays Karen Drexler. She did the best she could with what she had, but she's been hamstrung by the fact that their character is automatically a rotten person right from the get-go. And that doesn't leave a lot of room for growth or any kind of development for that matter. She is who she is, and that's who she's going to be throughout the entire movie. It's incredibly one-dimensional. Now, I will give credit to Jasmine Burke and Corey Hardrick as the couple that are being victimized by this psychotic bitch. In fact, I dare say Jasmine does the best job in the entire movie. She feels the most genuine. You know what Karen reminds me of? It reminds me of those Lifetime Channel movies that you hear about. You know, the really sappy ones, you know, the really cheesy and awful ones. Karen is like an extremely bad version of those movies. And honestly, it belongs on the Lifetime Channel. But then again, it might not, because quite frankly, it's just bad, even by Lifetime standards, which aren't that high to begin with. So, yeah. Karen, that is a really bad movie, and I would highly advise people to stay the hell away from this one. Again, the dialogue is awful, the editing is horrendous, the cinematography is not very good, and quite frankly, the direction, oof, is some of the worst directing I have ever seen in a movie. Now, I'm all for movies that piss people off in a good way. You know, movies like The Hate U Give or Detroit that tackle these issues with respect and, quite frankly, the dignity that the subject kind of deserves. But Karen is a button-pushing waste of time. And quite frankly, there is no real depth. It's not clever. And honestly, it's just bland, generic, and quite frankly, really insulting. No, seriously, this movie insults its audience. And it doesn't matter which side of the political spectrum you're on. And also, it doesn't matter what ethnic group you belong to. This thing insults everybody's intelligence. And as a result, it deserves to be tossed in a dumpster, then that dumpster needs to be lit on fire. In essence, becoming a dumpster fire, which is exactly what the movie is. Now, the director, Coke Daniels, had said that Karen is a feel-good movie. Well, I can tell you, I certainly wasn't feeling good after watching it. In fact, I was pretty fucking angry because it insulted my intelligence, it was boring, and honestly, it was just a terrible movie. Again, I love bad movies. I go in for bad movies all the time. But most of the time, they generally tend to be so bad that they're good. I could go on forever about the kinds of movies that I really like, but, you know, there's only so much time in the day, and there's only so much time in a week, so I really can't do that. I could probably come up with a list, and I think I did at some point, but Karen is not a feel-good movie. It's a movie that... Look, just do yourselves a favor. Stay the hell away from this. And if you're looking for movies with social messaging, there's a lot out there that are really, really good. Again, The Hate U Give is a perfect example, and it doesn't insult anybody, and it's an outstanding film. Detroit is another one. Again, that one will piss you off, but it's incredibly well made. But as far as Karen is concerned, fuck this movie. Fuck it sideways. It isn't worth the $5 I paid to rent it. Stay away. This is Major Tom signing off. God, what am I doing? Why am I watching these things? God, I don't know.